You've probably seen ads for rental cars in Miami for just $3.15 a day. Sounds unbelievable, right? But once you get to the counter, the price is 5 to 10 times higher. Today we'll break down where those numbers come from, why so many travelers lose money on this, and how to avoid hidden fees, mandatory insurance, SunPass traps, and misleading contracts. Why you see $3.15 per day, but pay much more. When you search for a car in Miami, you'll often see offers like compact sedan for $3.15 a day. Looks like a deal. But in reality, it's just bait. That number is simply there to make you click. At the counter, you're told that $3.15 is just a nominal fee, and everything else in taxes, insurance, mandatory fees, extras is separate. Insurance is almost always added, even if your reservation says it's included. Declining it is extremely difficult, and in many cases, impossible. Then comes the SunPass, Florida's toll road system. In theory, you can say no, but in practice, most customers can't. The cost? $1.015 per day. Sometimes, instead of a flat fee, you're billed $25 for each toll road you use, on top of the actual toll, which is usually just $13. And that's not all. Contracts may include dozens of extra charges. Concession recovery fee, $515 per day, or 1,015% of the total. License fee, $24 per day. Customer facility charge, $47 per day. Energy recovery fee, $0.50 per day. Tire and battery fee, $13. Administrative fees, anywhere from $25 to $200. Even after you return the car, you can get charged $1,050 for returning early or late. The bottom line, renting a car for $3.15 a day is impossible. Real prices range from $25 to $80 per day, depending on the car and conditions. The prepayment trap. Another common issue, booking through third-party sites. Many ask you to pay upfront, $30, $100, or even the full amount. It feels like the car is guaranteed. But you didn't pay the rental company, you paid the middleman. When you arrive, the real price comes out, mandatory insurance, airport fees, toll services, extras you never requested. The deposit of $500 to $1,000 often shrinks for reasons like scratches, cleaning fees, or not refueling. Complaints don't help. The third party tells you to talk to the rental company. The company says, "You didn't pay us, talk to the third party." In the end, you often lose your prepayment. What it really costs? Let's calculate a one-week rental. Booking site commission, at least $25. Taxes and fees, about $84. Insurance, $140. SunPass and tolls, $105. Total for 7 days, around $345. That's $50.57 a day, not $3. How to avoid surprises? Compare conditions, not just price. Book without prepayment and with free cancellation. Contact the rental company directly. Avoid airport pickups, they add $715 per day. Take photos of the car when you pick it up. Return it on time, with a full tank and clean. If you see a price under $25 per day, it's almost always a trick. Conclusion. Now you know how the Miami car rental system works and why those $3.15 a day offers are just bait. Real prices start at about $18 per day, but only for long-term rentals with no middlemen and transparent conditions. And the main takeaway, the more you double-check before paying, the smoother your rental will go. Welcome to Miami, and choose an honest car rental without surprises.